And now, for something completely different, I'm going to use the pulpit. You've not seen me do this before, have you? So I'm going to use it this morning present a message to you on Mother's Day. Now, Mother's Day, of course, isn't part of the church year. And, you know, nowhere in the scripture does it say that, we should put aside a special Sunday out of the year for Mother's Day. You know what it does say? Every day is Mother's Day. Okay? All right. Now, I'm going to start with this. Being it's a Mother's Day, and I'm making this real simple for you. Okay, we'll start with a little puzzle. Six letters. Goes around and picks up things. No, magnet. Three letters. Okay, this would be even simpler. Smells really good. Mom. Could be mom. Anyway, so I got on Facebook, and somebody sent me something and said, you should use this in church. And I'm not so sure I didn't before, something like it, but I thought it was really good. Top 10 things mom taught me. You ready? Number 10, my mother taught me about anticipation. She would always say, just wait until your father gets home. Number 9, my mother taught me about receiving. If you think you're going to get away with that, boy, you got another thing coming. Number 8, I'm just happy my mom's not here right now. Number 8, my mother taught me to meet a challenge. What were you thinking of? Answer me when I talk to you, and don't you dare talk back to me. Number 7. My mother taught me about logic. If you fall down from there and break your neck, I'm not going to give you dinner. About medical science. If you don't stop crossing your eyes, they're going to stay that way. About thinking ahead, if you don't pass this spelling test, you're never going to get a job. That one my mom actually did use on me. Number 4, about becoming a man. If you don't eat your broccoli, you're never going to grow up and be big and strong. About genetics, you're just like your dad. Number 2, my mother taught me about my roots. Close that door, boy. What, were you born in a barn? And the number 1 thing my mom taught me was about justice. One day you're going to have kids of your own, and if there's a God in heaven, they'll be just like you. I want to thank the person who sent me that. But putting all fun things aside, there is one thing that my mother did teach me that is above and beyond all things. My mom taught me about Jesus. Sometimes I just want to cry because I think of that. Just like in the Bible, there's a guy named Timothy, and his mom and his grandmother taught him about Jesus. It says in 2 Timothy, Paul writes, I've been reminded of your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother Lois and in your mother Eunice, and I'm persuaded now lives in you. Somebody said about a Freudian slip. A Freudian slip is when you say one thing and mean your mother. What is it about your mom that others see in you? A bunch of you for Shine and Share went to sing over at Linden Grove, and after you're done singing, went in and talked to my mom and dad, and you came back and said, man, you sure look like your mother. I look like my mom more than my dad. Some of you may talk like your mom or walk like your mother. Some of you may laugh like her. God save you. But my prayer and my hope, my joy, is that I continue to emulate my mother's faith. She loved the Lord Jesus, and because she loved him, so do I. Timothy in the Bible had the same joy. To listen to Timothy talk about his salvation, what was to hear his mother Eunice do the same, or his grandmother Lois. To watch Timothy in his relationships with others, especially when they had to do with building up the kingdom of God, was to watch his mother and his grandmother. All I can think of is, wow, they must have been quite the women, especially since the men aren't mentioned, the dad or the grandpa. These must have been really some important and really awesome and amazing women. Now, I know that Timothy wasn't born this way. He got this from mom and grandma. You know what Luther said about all of us in our original state as we're conceived and born? We are lost and condemned creatures. Born and living a life of sin. Some have said, well, if you just search the genetic code, there's a God gene, and that's why some are so faithful. And I say, no. Sin is hereditary, not salvation and holiness. It's when we proclaim the gospel and live it out in our lives that others see the glory of God and turn to love Jesus. It's when we teach and proclaim it. For the scripture says, how can a person believe in the one of whom they've not heard, and how can they hear without somebody proclaiming or preaching to them? Only the Holy Spirit can bring faith, but the Holy Spirit wants us to be busy as mentors of the gospel, bringing it to them, offering it to them, teaching it to them. Obviously, Timothy became a Christian because his parents, mom and grandma, believed in Jesus and knew the importance of something like baptism. He was raised with the stories of the Bible and learned to get to know those and understand those because mom and grandma shared them with him. I can remember growing up myself and laying in bed at the end of the day, all of us snugged in real tight, mom and dad coming in and reading a Bible story for us before we would go to bed. And now I lay me down to sleep, I pray the Lord my soul to keep. And we would offer our prayers. If I didn't have that, I may not be standing here today. Folks, sometimes we must take the bull by the horns and offer what we know is right in the face of the world, which has this attitude of just turn your kids over to spirituality, whatever it may be, and create their own spiritual story. That's so scary to me and so frightening, especially in the midst of everything that's out there in the world today, everything and so much of it that's not Christian. They say the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. Don't let your children fall far from your faith and love of Jesus. Proverbs 22:6, train a child in the way they should go, and when they're old, they'll not depart from it. Mother's Day is a special time to thank our moms because we know Christ. Don't forget that. It's not just because they're good cooks. They put food on the table. It's not just because of hugs and kisses, although those are so extremely important. It's not just because they make us responsible for right and wrong. It's because they present Jesus on the cross sacrificially, the salvation of their own sins and the salvation of our own. Because that they bring that to the children and to the family in a special way, in a mother-like way, we certainly do owe them our gratitude and thanks. But I do realize there are some here this morning who may not have had children for one reason or the other. And I know there are others that were raised by moms that were not Christian. No matter who you are and what your circumstances, I want you to know that you haven't been left out. I go to the scriptures for today where 1 Peter says this, you are a chosen people. You are a chosen person as you know Jesus as your Savior. You are chosen. And when God is the chooser, you are not a loser. Jesus loves all. That means you. God chose you out of all the people of the world. God chose you to be his own. And it says in the Bible, his possession. And then it uses this word, treasured possession. You are God's treasured possession. And it says there, for the purpose of bringing him joy. Now, God doesn't need to be made joyful. He's joyful in and of himself. But you need to know that because you're chosen, you bring him joy. Just as children bring their moms joy, because inside of a mom, God has planted the seed of joy. When God's the chooser, you are no loser. Mom's Day is a reminder that in the midst of all the craziness of the world that we get wrapped up physically, you can be a surrogate mom by faith. Look around you today, women of joy. Look around you. Do you not see children that need a mom? Not that they all need mothering, but they need a mentor in Jesus. God has chosen you for that purpose, to take under your protective wing of the love you have in Christ, to share it with others in the family who need to hear it. Maybe you are aware of somebody out there that does not have a Christian mom, and you can play a role. I encourage you to do that. I would say that of all that are here today, moms and dads. So Mother's Day is a good time, isn't it, to thank the women of our congregation in a very special way, to know how love can be so sacrificial, as Jesus' love for us was sacrificial. He did not think of himself. He did not think of his own pain, the injustice of hanging on a cross, but rather showed humility, love, and joy in bringing about the plan of God for you and me. This is what moms do too. They look at their life and they look at all the things going on in the world and how it celebrates the things of the world, money and possessions, and they say, you know what? As important as those things are, I know Jesus, and that's my greatest possession. I'll focus on that. Henry Ward Beecher said of mothers, "The mother's heart is the child's schoolroom." Isaiah says, "As a mother gives comfort and peace to her children, so I, your God, too, give comfort and peace to all of you." See, it does celebrate moms in the Bible, doesn't it? It does. And you need to be celebrated because God's celebrating because of you. Let that be your joy. Let that be your hope. Let that be your purpose as you go out this day and celebrate Mom's Day in any way that you do. In Jesus' name, amen.